This is episode 34 of the Driving Eureka podcast. In this episode, we'll cover how to grow sales, how to pick big ideas, and a writing lesson from Ernest Hemingway. Let's go! The Driving Eureka podcast with Doug Hall and Trip Babbitt is sponsored by the Eureka Ranch. The ranch specializes in helping companies find, filter, and fast-track big ideas. A new series called The Science of Innovation Success over the next five episodes or so. Why don't you share some of the thinking behind this particular series?
Yeah. So my thought was, as we get into the summer months, to give people some things to make them stop and think. So at the least, what we're going to do is we're going to give you stuff to talk about when you have yourself a fine whiskey cocktail, when you're sitting with friends on the beach or whatever. So we're going to try to fill your brain with some stuff. So whether you're on your treadmill, in your car, or wherever you're listening to this, I'm going to give you some bite-sized pieces, and they're all going to be driven on the science of innovation success. So it's going to be a five-part series where each time we cover three programs that are based on data, which is obviously the fundamentals to the whole innovation engineering curriculum and the movement, is that it's data driven and that it's focused on data. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to do three each week.
Okay. And these are the three this week are how to grow sales, how to pick big ideas, and a writing lesson from Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah. So okay. The first one's about growing sales.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with a quiz for you. Here you go.
Now, oh, no.
The smartest way to significantly grow sales is A, build loyalty, or B, find new customers.
Okay. Well, I mean, my background basically tells me that you want to get your future customers from your existing customers. So I'm going to say build loyalty.
And that's what about 70% of people say. Mm-hmm. And that would be wrong.
Okay.
And it's actually been well-researched. Lots of research. It's called the double jeopardy effect. And there's a whole pile of studies to do it that show this. People think it's going to be easier to get another dollar from an existing customer rather than get new customers. Now, I should put probably an asterisk with that.
Okay.
If you're selling the same old stuff as everybody else,
okay.
Well, then that's a different issue.
All right.
But if you're meaningfully unique, if you want to grow your business, you really need to get new customers, because in the new customers you get, you're going to get some highly loyal ones and some others. There's going to be a distribution. It's not possible. I'm only going to get customers that are super loyal. I'm just going to market for super loyal people. They become super loyal. You can't market to create super loyal. And in fact, the biggest study of this, we had 9,804 businesses. And the ranch team did this.
Okay.
And we found that the number of customers was 2.8 times more important in driving the total sales than the amount bought per customer. Now, that's not to say that it's not important to maintain loyalty. As Ben Franklin say, you know, a leaky bucket never gets full. Mm. However, the best way to build loyalty is with a meaningfully unique product or service in order to be able to get new customers. And in fact, we did this study again with public radio stations. I had data of the fundraising from all the public radio stations. And I looked at the number of donors they had and the amount given per donor. And sure enough, in this case, and this was really good data, and we had hundreds of stations. And what we found, we looked at it year after year after year, and we found the same thing. And in this case, it wasn't just 2.8, it was actually 9.5 times more important.
Wow.
Okay. And so you've got to grow your base. You've got to get new customers. I mean, you're going to hit a max. I mean, it's the diffusion of innovations all over again. I mean, there's only a certain amount. And so you've got to be reaching out to new customers to grow the base. And to do this, you're going to have to have something that's meaningfully unique.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, it kind of goes to my head. I mean, there is so much money spent on industries and in like sales training and things of that sort, where they're trying to find new ways to sell kind of old products, if you will. And that's one of the things that really attracted me about innovation engineering is new stuff.
Well, and the thing that happens is is they try to take the exact same stuff and push it into their current customers, thinking that that's going to be easier. Well, the reality is yeah, it is easier to get those customers after you drop the price.
Okay.
And in fact, the profitability of existing customers is usually far less, the profit margin you make, than on new customers, because we're desperate to hold on to them. So we give them deal after deal after deal. So it's a whole slippery slope. But see, this takes a mindset of growth. It requires a different mindset than most people come to business with. They're in a protection, put walls around it rather than grow it.
Yeah, it's switching from instead of putting lipstick on a pig to maybe getting a new pig or something else to eat. I don't know.
Something better.
Okay, very good. So the second thing here,
the three most important questions to ask when you're evaluating an innovation or new product business or whatever it might be. And we looked at over 10,000 marketing messages. And what we found was that when evaluating these, the important questions in customers' minds are, why should I care? What's in it for me? And why should I believe you? And why should I care is basically the news, the meaningful uniqueness, the wow. What's the thing that's going to make a difference in my life? In other words, why should I even bother to think about you? I'm happy with what I've got now. And what have you got that's going to disrupt me in such a way that I feel like maybe I should change? So that starts with that meaningful uniqueness. Second is what's in it for me. And this is really about the benefit promise. What is that promise? What is that overt, blunt, direct promise? What are you going to do for me? I'm going to make you healthier, faster, smarter, more comfortable, live longer. What are you going to do? What's the benefit you're going to give me? And then the third is, why should I believe you? Okay, so you got my attention. Mm-hmm. You're telling me what's in it for me. Now I want to know, is this too good to be true or not? And we got a world where lying is a bit epidemic, especially on the Twitter and other internet sources. And consumers and customers are right not to believe. So you're going to have to go overboard here. And most importantly, you got to be as honest and real about the real reason you can promise what others can't promise.
Okay. So you talked about data driven. And I remember from an earlier episode, we talked about meaningful uniqueness. We're able to measure that. How are we measuring what's in it for me, and why should I believe you?
So what we did is we did content analysis of 10,000 marketing messages to check the benefit promise, numeric promise, a lot of the things that we talk about on this podcast. Did it provide credibility? Did it provide a reason to believe? Did it explain why they're able to go do this? And when we scored all of those things, what we found was a significant relationship on all three. And when we did factor analysis, it came down to these are the key drivers that make this work. In fact, there's even a matrix that shows the permutations of these different things.
Okay, cool. All right. And so how did Hemingway get into this conversation?
Okay. So I'm kind of a fan, okay? And his book, The Old Man and the Sea, might well be the most powerful inspiration for great business writing, okay? Because it features small words, short sentences. And what we found is we did research on the writing. We scored the writing. It's called the Flesch-Kincaid scale. It tells you what level of writing this is at. It's third grade, fifth grade, seventh grade, ninth grade, 10th, 12th, 25th grade, or whatever. Okay. For 901 new products. And we found that when the messages were simple and easy to understand, they were 70% more likely to be successful.
Okay.
And to be specific, messages so that an 11-year-old could understand realized the greatest success. Now, it's not that people can't read, although a quarter of the American population is basically functionally illiterate. But no, it's because they have no time to process is what we believe. And so you got to make it easy for them to get it. And you can do this. You can check this with your word processor. And what this is not about is making it such that you've simplified it into saying nothing. It's saying a lot, like Hemingway says in The Old Man and the Sea, richness of tapestry and thinking and emotions and feelings, but with short sentences, simple words.
Interesting. And this is almost like writing copy then for a message. Is that kind of the...
No, it's for writing everything.
For writing everything. Okay.
Yeah. An email... If we want to get people to get it, got to write it in a simple and a clear way. I mean, I've written a lot of books. I've written 7 books. I'm on my 8th now. And, you know, sometimes when I write in the morning, if I can write, you know, one really good paragraph, it's a great day. You know, that is where you've taken all the complexity, and it takes great skill to take complexity and to make it very simple.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. All right. Well, there's 3 things.
That's right. And if you want to get more, you know, the Innovation Engineering book, Driving Eureka, it's filled with these fun facts.
Ooh. Okay. Well, we'll have everybody pick up a Driving Eureka book then.
There we go.
All right. Okay.
Till next week.
Thanks, Doug. Thank you for listening to the Driving Eureka podcast. This podcast is part of the Innovation Engineering Institute. Innovation engineering is a new field of academic study and leadership science. Its mission is to change the world by enabling innovation by everyone, everywhere, every day, resulting in increased speed and decreased risk. To learn more about on-campus, off-campus, live and online courses, visit innovationengineering.org.